What have you had to eat today?
I'm eating it right now.
You're eating it?
Yeah. Why are you asking me that?
Well, I've had a banana and coffee, and I feel pretty good.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You don't have to tell me what you ate.
What I don't understand. Okay. What did you have?
Banana and coffee.
Okay. That was like a test you were doing or something?
No, that's just what I had.
Oh, because you thought if you ate something you would feel logy?
Logy? Hmm. What's logy?
Listening to all you fascists. Welcome to the show. No, I was gonna wait and then have breakfast. I didn't time out my breakfast correctly with this. So it's sitting in front of me right now.
Oh, okay. You're eating now.
I took a bite. I might take bites.
So if you hear Dave munching in the course of this, you'll know why.
I guess it's pretty unprofessional, right?
No, not at all. We're that loose.
Well, then you would admit that it's loose.
It is loose, yeah.
It's a little loose.
But we're that loose. We are that loose.
Is it worse if it's like an audio broadcast? So it's like a real ASMR thing where you're like...
Yeah.
Would you rather listen to a fat person eat or watch a fat person eat?
I'd rather listen.
Oh, well, you're in for a treat then today.
So, there's been a lot going on since we last spoke.
Fuck everything that's going on.
I know, huh? Right?
Fuck this court.
Abortion, Joe Manchin, strong dollar, weak euro. Yeah. Ted Cruz.
I mean, mushrooms are good.
Yeah. I wish I had.
You should have came out. You should have came into the studio today. I'll tell you, you're remote today. You should have came here. There's a veritable feast here. Like you could be. I'd send you home with a huge thing of this.
We'd both be eating.
We should try that, huh?
Right?
No, but seriously, though, James, fuck everything. You saw the most important thing that ever happened ever in the history of humanity happened this week and had nothing to do with anything. And it was the first real photographs of Jupiter. We have them now. We know what we really know what Jupiter looks like now.
I saw, and it's stunning.
It is unbelievable.
That a planet could look like that.
And you look at that photo, and there's no way that there's not societies on that planet living. There's no way. There's no way you can't tell me that there isn't life there. No way.
The largest planet in the solar system looks like a party.
Yeah. So, you know, and NASA's so full of shit that, like, they want us to believe two things. Oh, it's made of gas. Did you know Saturn? Did you know that Jupiter could float in a bathtub? Okay. Meanwhile, it also has...
I'd like to see that bathtub.
That's a huge fucking... That's a giant... That's not a Kohler. But then it also has all this gravity to suck in all the deadly comets from the Oort cloud. So which is it? Is it weightless and can float in a tub, or do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but
you know who the astronaut is? Musgrave. You know that guy? Musgrave.
I remember the name, but I couldn't say anything about him. What's going on with him?
He said that there are snakes in space. He said that during two of his spacewalks during the 90s, about an 8-foot-long snake followed him closely and hung around him a little bit, just floating in space. Looked like a snake. Stony Musgrave.
This, you know, how can that be?
Can't be, right?
Can't be. Snakes in space.
Snakes in space? You telling me there's snakes? Okay.
That's like there would be the fourth, you know, movie, I think, right? It hasn't been the snakes on a train, snakes on a plane.
Was there snakes on a train?
There was at least two of those movies, right? Seems like there was three.
What's the one where the bus is all out of control?
Snakes on a bus?
No, there's no snakes, but some movie with a bus. All right. This is the worst start to any show we've done. Definitely.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's okay. We don't care.
We're going to bounce back. That's okay. We're going to bounce back.
Right. Let's talk about stuff that's going on.
What's going on?
Well, okay. So the biggest thing that everybody's talking about is blaming inflation on Joe Biden. You talk to a Republican, you think that's, you know, if there's inflation. Yes, that's true. And it's Joe Biden's fault.
Right.
That's just it. As if it weren't worldwide inflation.
Right.
And the reality is he's actually done pretty good. One indication of that is the strength of the dollar against nearly every other major currency in the world.
Yeah, it's evened out against the euro. It's been a while, huh?
Parity, with the euro.
Has that ever happened?
One for one. Near the beginning of the European Union, and then not since. It went up to like 160 at one point, but and it's been down around 120 for a long time.
I don't understand how the economy works.
Well, nobody does, okay?
I really don't.
It's because there's so many factors. However, there are some generalities that you can sort of, you know, if you raise interest rates, it's going to, you know, cool down the economy because people can't borrow money. Are they going to be less likely to borrow money?
Yeah, but why is toilet paper more expensive? Like, why do you know so what that, I mean? Like, yeah. How?
There we go. Not understanding that.
That's what I want to understand.
It's a supply chain issue.
Right.
But I think the toilet paper thing was irrational fears about, toilet paper.
Forget toilet paper. Why is a jar of olives so much more? Why is that right? More?
Well, if those olives have to come from Europe or Asia, say.
Okay, there was never more than about 20 or 30 cans of olives in the store at any given moment, ever. When I go to the aisle there's always about 20 or 30 of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there's still 20 or 30 of them there. Like, but we're not out of olives, but now they're $4.99 instead of $1.99. So what happened?
They still have to come to that store, and it's gasoline that's going to take them there.
Nobody's so fucking buying the olives anyway. There's the same 20 jars.
they still got to get there with gasoline. So
I'm just saying, if the olives are already sitting in the back, maybe you got, what do you got, like three boxes of them back there probably? Like, you know what I mean? Three boxes with 48 in each box.
You know, I don't know. People are buying olives. What are you saying here?
There's 20 jars on the shelf. It's only allotted about 2 feet of shelf space anyway for that product. Yeah. So I don't know how big the back area is. It seems like the building has a lot of depth when I look at it from the side. It seems like there's a lot going on back there. Like, that's not store. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay, so how many stocked olives are back there? Like three boxes probably, right? 48 count per box. If you own the fucking store, how many would you keep back there if you're only going to have 20 out for sale?
Well, it depends on how, you know, fast those 20.
Nobody's buying olives. Nobody's buying olives.
Are you kidding me? I love olives. Although you're right, I don't have any in the right now.
Come on. I can't even remember the last time I bought olives.
Olives? Well,
my point is, there's not an aisle of olives, okay? It's a, let's say, 3 feet, linear feet of shelf space, right?
Well, I do suspect, I mean, I have no idea, but I do suspect, you know, olives are on the regular order schedule for a grocery store.
So, like, everything's jacked up. Like the artichokes.
That's correct. I mean, if they had olives that they weren't selling and had been there for a long time And, you know, they got a back stock is, you know, plenty of olives. They're probably not going to have to order them. And it seems like they could actually charge them at the same price that they'd been for a while if they don't have to reorder them. However, I think in the way inflation works is a store owner is going to raise everything across the board.
Yeah, I can't imagine
they're like a fast-moving item or a slow-moving.
Look, the way things have went up a lot, it's hard for me to imagine that they're sitting here with calculators like, okay, wait, no, oh, okay, raise it 9 cents. You know right. what I mean? No, we can't raise right. it too much. Okay.
Well, at a time, right. So at a time, that's it. The bottom line is it's everything that the traffic will allow is what things cost. And
I mean,
when there's an expectation that is
illegal, right?
Yeah.
That's illegal. I can't, oh, it's a war. Okay, guess what, asshole? Let me charge you. You know what I mean? You can't do that.
In theory.
So how is this different? It's a pandemic. Wasn't this a war on regular life?
No.
There's no way that they have like a little calculator.
And that whole war profiteering angle is it exists. So,
that's Bupkis.
Right?
Submitted for your approval, Halliburton.
Right? No. If there's an expectation that prices are rising, then you can get away with raising your prices a little bit more than normal. So that includes olives, that includes toilet paper, that includes everything in that store.
Your expectation of privacy ends where my range of surveillance stops. Wait, how does it go?
Your expectation of privacy ends with the current Supreme Court.
I can't watch
That's for real.
I can't watch horror movies anymore. I can't watch everything's all entertainment's ruined for me now. How can you listen to a song and jam out to a song with the Supreme Court we have? You see what I'm saying?
Right. I know.
But should we all crack open a beer? Hey, let's barbecue. You know? Hey, we're firing up the grill.
I know.
I really don't see that. That's why the July 4th felt really empty. But I'm telling you, just daily life feels weird. It feels weird going and putting gas in the car. Like, we're all just going to stand around like...
Because the world is so different. Our expected rights, our expected just life...
Like, this is the end of it, right? Like, they crossed this line. They stole that autonomy from women, and that's going to be the end, right? They won't do anything else? Are you kidding?
Right. No, they're already talking about same-sex marriage. I mean, Clarence Thomas talked about same-sex marriage. Contraceptives and you know, homosexuality itself.
Oh, okay. Just going to make that illegal then. I got you.
Ted Cruz is talking the other day on going after same-sex marriage.
Right.
And so the issue for him is leave it up to the voters. Some states will say it's okay. Other states, they don't want that to happen. They'll go with what do they call it? Oh, a union, a civil union or something like that. And so, you know, why not? Well, on the other side of it, and this is most people, they think that it's equal rights.
I don't understand how it's a discussion.
I don't either.
Like there is no other side to it.
Okay, you know here's the silver lining there. The saving grace of right-wingers is inevitable overreach on their part. And man, I think they've done it this time. The Supreme Court is really in an area where...
I think they've gone done it, but I would feel better if it was like, you know, the third week of August right now, let's say. You know what I mean? Like we were, or no, in September, let's say. If it was like the middle of September, then I would feel better about the timing.
I know. So what? They're going to, between now and November, they're going to have a better opportunity to convince you know, more of the population that, yeah, same-sex marriage, that's wrong.
No, but I think we have the opportunity of being really, really distracted by them over something else. You know what I mean? We have a very short attention span here. Very
right?
short.
It could, and who knows what it could be. Well, what they're saying is that inflation is the big issue.
I mean, honestly,
even amongst a lot of Democrats.
If 3 days before the election, Lady Gaga took a dump on the American flag during a show, for example, that could ruin the election. we're very vulnerable.
I mean, I'm sure people would be taking positions on it, but I'm not sure how that would affect the
election. Are you kidding? That would be the topic of conversation. People would have to
but
take their phones.
What do you do about that? I mean, what would a right winger? Why would he want to vote one way or another based on Lady Gaga taking a dump on the flag?
I'm saying the stripping of the abortion rights should be the number one motivational factor in November.
And it might be, is kind of what I'm saying.
It should be, let's say.
Certainly.
But we don't have a good track record with this, you know?
Yeah, that's true, too. Your point is well taken there.
I'm worried about us.
and yeah, abortion. And that is already causing huge problems. The 10-year-old?
Yeah.
Going to Indiana from Ohio to get an abortion?
Yeah.
And a Republican reaction to that was, no, that didn't happen.
It didn't happen. That's fake news.
Yeah. And, you know, when it was, you know, you couldn't deny it anymore, Jim Jordan, who was one of the first to say, no, that didn't happen. Well, Joe Biden said it, so I think that was a good enough reason for me to think that it didn't happen.
You know, and I've seen so many videos of Joe Biden, like, going to shake the hand of somebody that's not there. You know what I mean? Like... You know, like Reagan, at least when Reagan started doddering, they kept him out of the camera view.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess he had full-on Alzheimer's, you know, by the time he was out of office.
Okay, I think Biden has full-on Alzheimer's now.
Why?
You don't reach out to shake the hand of somebody that's not there. That's a serious, that's a serious issue. Okay, like seeing people that aren't there is a problem for me. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I think that neither Trump nor Biden are going to be running in 2024.
Very interesting. So it's going to be DeSantis right? versus Buttigieg or Kamala Harris?
So Kamala Harris would be in the running. I think Gavin Newsom is also in the running.
We need another gravelly voiced leader, you know? America is one of the best places. Our dream of freedom. Can you do? I can't do a good Gavin.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would tend to think, yeah, somebody younger than Joe. I like Joe. Don't get me wrong. I like what Joe has been doing. I think it's mostly his team that's behind him, and that's why we kind of don't have to worry about his age. But
He is doddering a little bit, though.
Well, so there is it the stuttering thing that he overcame when he was a young man that still bedevils him a little bit from time to time?
Okay, stuttering doesn't have you reaching out for somebody that's not there.
Right, so there's that. I mean, I didn't see that. I didn't know that he did that.
And things can get taken out of context, and maybe he was reaching for something, or who the hell knows? You know, you can't know the whole deal. But there's several of those now, so...
I think there's a good chance he won't run. See, the thing of it is, he cannot say that right now. He can't say, I'm not going to run in 2024 right now. And there is a certain amount of presumption that it's, you know, Kamala's next, but that's not a done deal by any stretch. Vice presidents have been, you know, bypassed in the past, so
it's worth having Harris just to have Fox News totally implode. You know what I mean?
Right? That would be fun. Yes,
I mean that causes a cancer wave. basically. Her getting elected through conservative Republicans.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
A black woman.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I'm telling you, man, we gotta do this. She's gotta run. She has to.
Well, so that might be, you know, one of the liabilities of running her, though.
Yeah, the thing is, it's like, man, it's tough. You're all alone in that booth, you know? That's the thing.
That's why I think it's, I mean, a lot of people are talking about 2024 right now, and I don't get it, because I don't think we've got enough information to figure out anything about the politics of 2024, 2023.
2022, on the other hand,
is where we're at.
It's pressing.
And it's,
yeah.
Well, I don't think you can talk about 2024 until after the midterms, and you'll take the temperature of the country at that point, and see what Roe has had to do with, you know, changing anybody's minds or moving the needle anywhere. But yeah, I think we can't talk about 2024 until after the midterms. Here we are talking about it.
I don't feel comfortable here anymore. I'm telling you.
This country. Well, it's the world.
I know. That's what sucks. It's like anywhere yeah. you would want to go, you know.
I mean, Europe. I mean, the euro was falling. They're not going to be able to rely on cheap Russian oil anymore. And, you know, that's kind of the thing with Germany, especially, and was cheap Russian oil and Chinese markets. And both of those things are not all that reliable right now. It's hurting Europe. I think the U.S. is standing in a much better position than Europe, both economically and whatever the other thing is. What would that be?
Spiritually. like we're in a better spot than Europe, but I just had to take out a second mortgage to fill my gas tank up.
Yes. Which, if you know, it's $11 a gallon in Norway.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
That's true.
There's that.
And it's just too much. I can't. It's what are we? We're in July, August, September. No, it's too. I can't wait. You know, it's too long. There's too much stress over this.
So what do you do?
I have no idea. Drugs, I guess. I mean,
cocaine. Yeah, that's
cocaine.
It.
Piles of cocaine. I mean, what else? You know what I mean? Try to stay completely, inoculated the whole time. I want to be by the border. If I'm not going to leave the country, I need to be near a traversable border. That's where I need to be. You know?
Maybe that's it. How about Mexico? Just Mexico.
I'm thinking going the other direction, Vancouver.
All right. That's true. Canada's cool. Canada's cool. And it's going to be affected less by global warming than other places.
Yeah, but believe me, Canadians are friendly, but you start getting a bunch of Americans trying to hide up there, you're going to have some problems.
All right, I've heard that actually. Yeah,
that fucking accent doesn't happen overnight. You can't. That's not like a. You can do a faux British accent and sort of get by. you know, Canadian's a whole nother deal. So it's not easy.
Mexico.
I don't know.
Mexico's coming up.
Yeah, that's true. You got to learn Spanish.
Yeah.
You can't not.
Trato aprender. Yo trato aprender.
Okay, what does that mean?
See, I'm trying to learn.
Oh, okay. I thought you spoke it pretty good, though.
Not really. I read it better than and I hardly can understand somebody, you know, talking. So I need to go to Mexico and embed for about 6 months, and I think then I probably have a decent handle on it.
Where would you go?
That's an open question. Seems like Mexico City's kind of got problems.
Well, yeah, it's built on sand, literally. So it's not good.
Well, I'm just talking, you know, just livability.
Right.
But, you know, some small Mexican town.
I don't know. I thought I was going to go to the Mediterranean. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm out on that, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the question. Where do you go? You start looking at any place, and it goes, oh, okay, well, it looked good for a minute there, but...
I was looking at Malta, and then I read a statistic saying that this past year, Malta had more first-time visitors than return visitors. That is not a good statistic.
Right.
That is
well, interesting, but I'm not going back.
the more time you spend with that statistic, the worse it gets. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I've heard bad things about the cocaine.
The coke isn't good there?
Apparently, no. Apparently not. That's what I've heard. Yeah, I've heard. In fact, I've heard the EU does a study a report they put out each year where they talk about all the drug use in all the EU countries and the quality of the drugs and all of that cost. It's like a huge, it's a huge accounting treatment on the drug use. So that report just came out, and you know, Malta, for example, which is where I was looking, has the worst quality cocaine in the EU.
Well, there
lowest
you go.
Quality.
That tells you something.
I think so.
Japan has the lowest murder rate in the world.
Japan had 4 people murdered since they've been a country.
Yeah, right. since 1910.
And all 4 days are national holidays.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, Japan has always sounded interesting to me. I went there once, when I was 19 in the Navy and was there for, a month.
But. What do you mean as a place to live, you're saying?
Yeah, it's okay. Expensive.
It's expensive, but you absolutely would have to speak Japanese. Absolutely. There'd be no way to get by without it.
Yeah, so, that's what you would do then.
I forget that.
But, my opportunity to go to Japan and set up shop a little bit was in the 90s. And I was interviewed for my record collection and record, writing. This Japanese team came out and interviewed me. I'm a chapter in a book called Mondo Music. And they interviewed a bunch of people around the world, actually, about weird music, and so I was one of them, and so I would have had a shot at being a DJ and some, in Japan in the 90s,
speaking English though.
Sure. I'd try to learn Domo Arigato, and
you'd probably pick it up pretty quick. Who knows?
I'd hope so, but
expensive though. I mean, that's the thing.
It's expensive. However, if I was a semi-famous DJ, that probably would be okay.
It's expensive, but I think there's an aesthetic beauty to the place that maybe you can get by with not spending as much money and enjoying that more.
Right.
Maybe.
And then, Japanese music culture is something I've been attracted to for a long time. Japanese noise musicians are absolutely nuts.
I mean, Japanese art's cool too. I don't know. I mean, Japan's cool, but I mean, again,
Japan's cool. So that's okay. So all right.
I think that's too far. I think it's too far out of bounds for me. I mean, it just seems like it's on the other side of the planet,
And it's within reach of North Korea too.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, any general attack plan involves the glassing of the Japanese continent.
Right.
using nuclear energy. No. Okay. So Japan's out. Okay, so moving inland, China's out.
Right? Uh-huh.
You're not going to go live in China, right?
Jupiter?
It looks pretty good in the photos.
Right?
I mean, how breathtaking, amazing is that? I mean, even if you don't believe in the snakes, you don't believe in the snakes, right? The muskrat
thing.
Is
that picture color enhanced or anything?
But the whole thing is a composite. It's not even a, That's not a picture.
So it is true you can't live there. It is a gas giant. But that gas, because of the tremendous gravitational pressures, somewhere towards the center gets solid.
Great.
No. But it's gradual. So just above solid is pretty mucky.
No, but what Jupiter does have is inhabitable moons.
That's true, too.
And it has moons with water on them.
Yeah, and then you'd have Jupiter in your sky, looming large.
Oh, geez, Louise. So Europa, the moon Europa, that's yeah, where humans are probably going to end up living at some point.
They're already talking about it.
Yeah. So there's water. There's fresh water there. There's a
and a warm interior, they think.
Yeah, it's tropical. It's covered in ice and has tropical water underneath it, if you can imagine.
Well, right. But yeah, some little geothermal going on there.
I'm serious. I'm trying to figure out a place to live. So
you wanna Europa.
You want to help me out here? Fucking Europa. I need something, you know?
I don't think we're going to see that in our lifetime. So that's probably not going to be working for us right now.
Okay, so staying on Earth. Maybe Mexico. Interesting.
Puerto Vallarta's done too, right?
I don't know. I mean, you could live in the... Well, it's not so bad. At least in the touristy areas, you have some infrastructures, you know?
Right.
You have some, you know, access to cheap whatever. So, you know...
Some portions of Puerto Vallarta have more English-speaking people than Spanish-speaking people.
I'm not moving to Mexico.
No?
Nope. Give me something developed, okay? That's like a regular developed country, right? But that's also cheap, like a third world country. Does such a place exist?
Great Britain turned in a temperature of 104 the other day.
Right? That's hot for them. Yeah.
That's hot for them. In fact, it's a record.
Yeah, they had a red warning all week.
Yeah. Texas is having its hottest summer on record ever.
I want to say a shout out to my friend Harry and my friend Leonard in the UK. Sending them best wishes.
Hey, Leonard and Harry.
Yeah. Harry's going through a tough time right now, so we're sending our good vibes to him.
He's not a member of the royal family, is he?
No, but they live in Windsor. So, or where's the castle? Windsor, right?
Well, that's the name of the castle, isn't it?
Well, it's the name of the little town, too, that the whole thing's in.
Okay.
I'm asking you.
I honestly, I don't know. I thought they're in London, you know?
I know, but it's a part of London.
A neighborhood.
It's a neighborhood. Exactly. It's a section. Right.
I thought it was just the name of the castle.
It is the name of the castle, but I think the castle's named that because of the section that it's in. Like, it would be like the... What do you say? San Bernardino Castle. somebody from the UK, not Harry or Leonard, somebody else, please write in. And
yeah, what is the geographical designation of Windsor?
It's okay, just well, castle, maybe right? Actually, maybe Leonard or Harry should write in since
right.
So, if one of you would like to write in and let us know, what do we want to know? We want to know, is Windsor the name of the town that the Windsor Castle is in?
Name of the neighborhood.
The name of the neighborhood.
Just the castle.
Or just the castle, and then where do you live? I guess it'd be the last. I'm pretty sure he said Windsor though.
Okay.
Anyway, best wishes. Sure. Best wishes to Harry.
I was like Windsor Heights.
It's not Windsor. I'm pretty sure it's just Windsor. But then I almost thought Cambridge, but that's the university, right?
That's the university.
Yeah, right, but that's also a section though, or a town. See, I think that's how they do it there. You know what I mean? Longmoor Castle is in the Longmoor area, kind of thing.
I think we're in some...
Who gives a shit? Okay, here's the...
Yeah, we're in some area where we don't really know.
Who cares? The other thing is, I think the UK is too expensive, too. That's like living here, right? Same thing.
I think that's about the right...
California is grotesquely expensive for everything.
Right?
As bad as it is everywhere, it's worse here. I'm telling you.
What, the United States or Southern California?
No, I'm saying the prices, the inflation in Southern California. is the worst in the world.
Oh, well, see, my research doesn't bear that out.
Okay.
We're somewhere in the middle, actually.
Middle of what?
Middle of inflation around the world.
What about within the U.S.?
Within the U.S.?
See?
New York, California, the worst.
Is it a lot more expensive to live in New York than California?
Apartments are running $4,000 a month there.
It's probably a nice apartment, though, right?
not that nice, you know. I mean, it's adequate.
What if you had six roommates?
That's what they're doing.
Now you're living the high life.
Right? Get that really nice apartment with you and six of your buddies.
Yeah, it's only $1,500 apiece, guys. It's like, wait, what? I have to sleep in the bathtub?
We rotate that.
If you were going to live somewhere else in the United States besides Southern California, like you had to leave and go somewhere, where would you go?
At one point, I would have said San Francisco, but
it's like 10 times even twice as expensive as Southern California.
Yeah, well, pretty much true.
So you're saying Las Vegas?
I don't know. I'm a California kid.
I know, but the point of the mental exercise is you have to leave Southern California. You have to leave. You know what? You got to leave California. How about that?
Okay.
You got to leave California. So now where do you set up shop?
Seattle.
Interesting. Are you afraid? Yeah. Are you afraid of that tsunami at all? You saw that report last week?
Seattle high ground.
There is no high ground. Okay. It's a 50 foot that when that fault activates, which happens every 1600 years, they think or so, or 6,000 years or something, it creates a 50 foot tsunami.
Oh shoot. Well, can you rent space in the Space Needle?
I got to feel like that wave is going to rip that thing down. No.
Oh, I guess that's possible.
Well, I can't force you to choose another place. You would go to Seattle, you're saying, because that's like San Diego, kind of?
Portland.
Oh, okay. The dream of the 90s is alive in Portland. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. The tattoo ink never runs dry.
I believe that. So, yeah, I've got friends at both Portland and Seattle, and they're... You know, they moved from San Diego in the 90s, moved up there late 80s, and they're still there. So I guess they like it.
What about Phoenix? Is that on your radar at all? No?
Not a chance in the world.
Really?
That I want to live in Phoenix during, you know, global warming.
Oh, I got you. Right.
And, you know... Phoenix has its points. I will say that the Devil House.
The fuck does that mean?
A lot of great shows there.
Hmm. You ever play at Balboa's on Fifth?
I don't recall that.
Do you ever play at Minder Binders?
I do believe we did, actually. That does ring a bell. We played at Wizards. We played at Devil House. We played at some place that I think that Greenhouse something or
the Dash. Dash and
the Death.
The Dash.
Huh.
The no. Huh. I was green.
I don't think... Okay, I don't think so.
Did you ever eat a burger at Chuck Box?
No. Okay. But I was already, even back in those days, the early 80s, I was already not much of a hamburger fan.
What about Graham Central Station?
Ah, yes. Absolutely. Oh, we played at Madison Square Gardens, too.
The Madhouse and McDowell?
I'm not remembering that.
That's where the Suns played. back in the day.
Oh, well, sounds like a sporting event then.
They had shows.
You're just listing all these places, venues, and in Phoenix.
You ever have a drink at Casey Moore's?
I hope not.
This has to be the worst. This is the worst show we ever did. It has to be. You know what I mean? This should be the title of the show. Well,
I don't know. Phoenix is a really horrible place. I'm just going to say that.
I know, but I might end up there.
It's hot. It's flat.
Yeah, there's a lot of
problems. Some culture that's very cool, but not the counterweight to 120-degree summer heat.
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
Yeah.
Nice winters.
Beautiful winters. In fact, people come from cold places to go to Phoenix to the snowbirds.
You know, Hawaii. I may look at Hawaii again, you know?
Right.
I don't know. But I'm a man without a country at this moment. I'm serious.
Well, give the U.S. a chance, because everything's up in the air right now.
Right.
And that we're talking the whole planet. Everything is up in the air. The world is changing. U.S. is changing.
But a blue wave in November portends a bright future, right?
That's correct.
I would say.
But pundits are saying that it's the Republicans stand to gain probably the House and maybe the Senate.
So, I don't know. Give the U.S. a chance.
So give it at least until after November 4th.
Yeah, but then you run the risk of not being able to leave at all. I mean, that's the truth. You know, they might start locking up dissidents.
You know, you're kind of not wrong there.
Would I qualify as a dissident? Probably not.
Probably not. We're small potatoes.
Yeah, we're small. We're not even two potatoes. We're like a potato.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so they're going after these militias, Proud Boys. Did you hear this? You know what a Proud Boy is?
No.
It's a gelded horse that tries to have sex with a mare anyway.
Oh, okay. Wow, how fitting.
Right?
Jesus Christ, life imitating art.
That's too appropriate.
Yeah, that's too appropriate. See, now that makes that makes me think it's a simulation, that kind of shit. Like, it lines up too well.
Right? You know, did somebody, you know, foist that name on them and without them knowing it? But yeah, I love it though.
It's not enough for us to feel good about them being embarrassed. I mean, it shouldn't exist.
Well, 11 Oath Keepers are up for seditious conspiracy.
How can you protect freedom while allowing for the freedom to form a group to destroy freedom? Right?
Yeah, how do they not get that?
No, but I'm also saying as a system, I don't pose the question to them. I pose the question to us, to the society. How are we supposed to be a free country while allowing for people to organize to make it a totalitarian? If absolute freedom should be the right to form against the freedom.
Sure. And the congressional hearings are getting that part of it correct. You can't. However, there's the comeback argument is that you should be able to.
Well, that's where I'm academically. Okay, so sitting in a coffee shop high off my ass in Berkeley with a cigar or a pipe, okay? Having this conversation with other academic elites, right?
Yeah.
So what's that conversation? That's like, well, you know what? You got to kind of, right? I mean, it's like, what do you trade? How much of the freedom are you willing to give up to protect the freedom? Like, how much, where is there a line there? What?
Oh, there's certainly a line.
It seems like it makes perfect sense. Like, you shouldn't be able to organize to overthrow the government, right? But no. But no, that's the story. The original story is that.
The Constitution is the mechanism, and it's funny how they shout Constitution all the time while doing these totally unconstitutional things, but that's the deal. The Constitution lays out a process for changing the government.
Overthrowing the government.
Right. You could call it that. As a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson did when he got the presidency in 1800. He called it the Revolution of 1800. But it was totally voting and you know, the process laid out in the Constitution. Attacking the Capitol was not that.
No.
At all. That was an insurrection. And so what's the – okay, so I think Congress is doing the right thing on this with the hearings. Is the Department of Justice, though, doing the right thing? They've been kind of quiet on it.
Well, that, you know, it's like, it seems like when we get to the moment of somebody but getting punished, some major change happening, then it seems like the whole wheels of the process clog up and slow down, it seems like.
Well, and slow down when they caught me for cocaine. Didn't slow down at all.
Okay, well, I bet you that was good cocaine compared to what's available now.
You know? Well, if I can brag a little bit.
You were renowned for having the best cocaine.
It was 93%.
Wow. Jeez Louise.
Which means it was pure.
Yes. Yeah. As the driven snow.
90% is pure. Yeah. The no step.
Yeah. Right into heaven.
Well, you said it.
Good times.
However, so yes, there is, I think, several levels of justice, and you know, for most of it, it's just a steamroller. Whereas you get up to a level of wealth and a level of political power, and it's a little less of a steamroller.
I mean, your prison did have a swimming pool, so let's not get too far off the rails. You know, it wasn't the gulag. Archipelago. You know what I mean?
Not really, but it was out in the Mojave Desert. So
I didn't have a decent poached egg for 2.5 years. Oh, okay. All right, well, okay.
The hollandaise sauce was just hideous.
Yeah, it was hollandaise in name only. You know what I mean? Believe me, the Dutch would have nothing to do with this sauce. You know, back in the day, I'd be like, oh, let me just, you know, I'll move to Amsterdam. That was always my dream. I'm going to move to Amsterdam.
All right.
You know? And then after you go to Amsterdam probably the second time, you realize that as lovely as Dutch people are, they don't want you there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether you try to speak Dutch or not. They don't want you there.
So you can go there twice before you get, oh, no.
Oh, you catch a sense of
as
it the first time.
As opposed to Malta.
Time. Hey, look, the first time I was there, somebody tried to run me over. I told you that story. So I was given the message immediately, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm sure in Malta, hey, listen, if over a given year it's mostly new people visiting there, then, you know, I mean, I don't know how
exactly
welcoming they are.
You know? Yeah. Huntington Beach surfers don't want other people coming there.
Locals only.
Yeah, totally. Well, and I think there's an element of that in nearly every place.
Tourists locals trying to surf only the break. Let's go rob a bank. No, I don't know.
Let's go do some crime.
Let's go do crimes. We'll put on president's masks.
We'll get sushi and not pay.
Just instituting our own program of deregulation, Mr. President. What else?
Still enjoying the hearings, though.
I kind of haven't. I kind of tuned out. You know, I caught like 10 minutes of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing. You know, and then that filled me up for trial for the whole year.
I got you there. I didn't watch any of that though. Well, maybe you know these bits that, you know, a 50-second bit of.
I mean, they're both. Look, here's what I got out of it. They're both despisable people. That's what I got out of it. And I love Johnny Depp. I don't know from Amber Heard, but I'm a huge Johnny Depp fan.
Well, she's looking pretty good in some of the movies she's been in. That's for sure.
Okay, I cannot recall movies she's been in or whatever. I'm sure she's a great actress. Nonetheless, I went into the trial.
Less than zero.
Is that the Bret Easton Ellis?
Yeah.
I never saw. Is that a good movie? I never watched
it.
Yeah,
it is a good movie, actually.
Huh.
He's, you know, totally.
Check that out.
It's Hollywood brats that are just living this.
All of Bret Easton Ellis's books are that, by the way.
Yeah.
All of them. Rules of Attraction. You know.
Is that, you know, people living effulgent lifestyles?
That's all American Psycho is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. That's true. That's true. Yeah, so, all, yeah. Yeah, it's. I'd say that was a good movie, though. And she's in that, and she's, you know, one of these rich, privileged people. I think she gets AIDS or something in it. And
what do you mean, like marital AIDS?
No. Although those were used, but.
But you know what really made the weight come off? When I got AIDS. That's like, wait, what? Wait, what?
Right.
I want to give
it. Yeah, like that. Like that.
Anyway, so Europe's out, you know. Americans are just.
Yeah, because they don't want you.
They don't want us, and we're just despised everywhere. Americans don't like other Americans, right? You know, so now I'm looking at Portland again. You know, now I'm
back. Portland.
I never even thought of Portland. Nah, I can't move to Portland. Fuck that.
Cold.
No.
And it rains a lot.
I don't mind that so much, but
okay.
No. That's just, I don't know. I'm a mess.
Well, so I'm not going anywhere. San Diego is my home, and I'm fighting to stay. And it might be a fight too.
I can't afford to live here.
And that's it. And that's wrong.
Okay, I know, but that's the situation.
Have anything to do with it.
Okay, well, I'm sorry it does. I mean, what do you want me to say? It's a disaster. It's an ecological and economic disaster. I don't have a home.
Yeah, I get you.
I went to my hometown I lived in my hometown for 2 years when the pandemic jumped off, and we didn't need to go into it, but, you know. I didn't go by choice, but I was there. Okay.
right.
Nonetheless, I was there. Totally despised it. Everyone there despised me. The whole thing was, my own family didn't like me. The whole thing was a mess. Nobody wanted me there. You know what I mean?
So.
And that was my hometown. So
So you belong in San Diego.
You belong to the city.
America's finest city.
America's finest place.
Right?
It's in your blood.
That's half the jingle right there.
It's in your moves. yeah, I don't know.
So, but there's people here that want you.
It is terribly expensive.
And Dave's not here.
Yeah, Dave's not here, man. Have you noticed how pricey it is here? Like, in terms of, like, you know, regular things, just anything you would get.
Sure.
I mean, it's a lot inflation. More expensive.
It's crazy inflation.
Yeah, it's inflationary.
It's that too.
Where's Alan Greenspan when you need him?
So Alan Greenspan policies.
Yeah, let's get back to the slash and burn Fed policies, you know, of the Greenspan epoch.
Well, so we do know that the Fed probably held on to the low interest rates a little bit too long.
A little bit too long, sure. Wanted to ride it out a little bit.
But the other part of that is we're not completely certain. It made for a really active economy, and which then got overheated when supply chain interruptions happened. But who was anticipating supply chain interruption? Nobody.
Yeah, somebody should have.
So we can blame the Fed, but because they're in charge, but nobody was saying, hey, the Fed should, you know, raise interest rates. Nobody was saying that. Not an economist in the world. So give them a break.
Give them a break. It took them 10 minutes to bail out the Wall Street. when this all started.
Exactly
it took,
right.
It took exactly 10 minutes for that conversation. The whole thing. $1.6 trillion. No problem.
Give it to the bankers.
That took 20 minutes. Since then, now it's 2 years later, they cut two $600 checks, and now everything's all jacked up.
Yeah.
So it seems like after they hooked up their friends, I mean, Jesus Christ, at least take care of manufacturing and service industry, right?
You would think.
If you're going to pretend that you're still rich, then at least pretend that the company's still working. The country's still working. I mean, I don't get it.
Well, it's rich people saying, don't tax me.
Well, you can't do anything to rich people. That's for sure.
It's kind of the deal, right? Mm-hmm. That's why one of the perks of being rich.
I don't want to mess up their deal.
You do want to.
I don't want to, because then what if they let me into the party, you know?
Yeah, see, right? We're all temporarily embarrassed billionaires.
Temporary embarrassed billionaires. We're all influencers.
Yeah.
All right. I can't, you know, just send me to hell already, please.
Hey, maybe that's an option.
Hell?
Hell might be good.
Yeah, hell's like $1,900 for a one bedroom. You know what I mean? You don't even get a lake view.
Oh, no. Well, like a fire.
Like a fire. This is Lake of Fire adjacent.
Right. So, right, you know, maybe it's...
What if the moment you die, then God appears and is like, hey, what'd you think of hell? It's like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah, now you graduated from hell.
Wow, really?
That was it? Well, so that would be good, though, right?
Because I mean, I get
it. As bad as it was.
You know, subtle torture is better than torture, so I get it.
Well, ask that frog in the boiling water about that, though.
Hmm, right. I saw a horrible video of some fucking crab going into a soup alive.
Ooh, that's what they do, though.
And octopus, too. They threw a live octopus into that soup.
Oh, that's wrong.
I watched the whole thing happen. It was horrible.
Oh, that's wrong.
And the guy's talking blah 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 blah. I mean, what, you could see the thing curling up.
I don't know what's going on with, you know, that lobster, but
Jesus Christ, octopus. Man. And not fucking little octopus. It was a little octopus. It could fit into a pot, into a soup stock pot. It was that small.
And they're they're awesome. Didn't you see what the octopus taught me?
I didn't see that, but there's an octopus at the Baltimore Aquarium that's knocking lights out and going out and sneaking out at night. And
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
right?
Getting out of its escape. Tank and doing, yeah, it escapes, goes and fucks shit up and then goes back to its tank. Oh, yeah. It started stealing rocks and firing them to knock the lights out. You know?
Well, apparently they're capable of affection.
Wow.
Can a lobster say that?
Maybe humans could learn that skill.
Showing affection?
Sure. The ability to feel affection.
We could use some of that right now, actually, with our polarized uncivil war.
I don't want to get all preachy, but maybe we should just preach. You know what I mean? At this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like love each other, that kind of shit.
Tell it.
I did. That was it. That was my love each other.
All right, love each other.
And all that shit. Honestly, though.
Be nice. But it's nice to be nice.
It's nice to be nice, but the thing is, you know, whatever you feel about whatever, we all occupy the same space here. So
yeah, we need mostly the same things.
We all have different agendas and things we're trying to do, and we're moving about our lives. But again, we all occupy the same space. Think about it less like a country and more like a submarine, right? I mean, if we were in a submarine, we'd be paying special attention to smoothing things out, wouldn't we? Right?
People, well, yeah, it would be on. Can't go that far away from each other.
Hey, you better fucking work that shit out. I'm seeing you again in an hour. So we got to, whatever happens, we got to figure it out. And I think maybe we should start taking that, you know, kind of viewpoint here with each other. Like maybe we should just try to work it out a little better.
Right. Well, that's for sure. But what's difficult is we each see the other side as completely and utterly morally bankrupt.
Absolutely. They're monsters, they're evil, and vice versa.
The only difference is they believe these insane straw man stuff, and because they believe this insane straw man stuff, they're behaving in a way that we can't accept that.
Look,
it's totally unacceptable.
Us and them, okay?
Yeah.
You know, and in the end, you know, we're just ordinary men.
The love you give is equal to the love what?
The love you take.
No, that's it.
No, that's not right. The love you the love you take is equal to the love you give. No.
This is a Beatles song. What's the lyric?
Meet the Beatles.
And in the end, the love you give.
Do you think they would not have been as popular if the name of the band was Meet the Beatles? Like the whole time?
With a M-E-A-T as they did with the Beatles?
M-E-A-T. That would be dope as shit. I think they would have been
right? Kind of.
They would have been just as popular.
I'm going for it, yes.
But no, seriously, even though we despise each other and they're evil and vice versa, we're all stuck in the same submarine here in the end.
Yeah, right. And we're essentially the same people.
And whichever one of us destroys the grocery store in protest, you know, neither of us can shop there afterwards. And
strike us, do we not bruise? Stab us, do we not bleed?
And when one group takes power and starts to strip the rights from the other group, everybody loses their rights.
That's exactly right.
So we got to look out for each other in the sense we got to protect the country, and let's protect U.S. citizens as well and non-citizens that are here. Let's protect.
So why are we doing that less well now than 20 years ago?
At some point, because of social media, and I think the reason why is because it's given us all this idea that we're a news organization, that we're a church, that we're a social commentary, that if someone gives a shit about our opinion, do you know what I mean? Like everybody thinks this is the only time in history where you have everybody in the world commenting 24 hours a day on every single thing that's happening.
Of course. We're saying this on one of a million podcasts.
Yeah, but this is a different podcast. I'm just kidding.
Okay. That's right.
God damn it. Sure. God damn it. You know? It's true, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Thank you for listening to all you fascists. good morning.
On that note,
please don't tell your friends about the show.
There's some psychology there.
No, the audience for the show is large enough now. We're happy with the size of the audience. You don't need to tell anyone else. It's okay to keep some things for yourself.
And the globalosity of our outreach too.
It's enough. There's enough of you in enough places. There will be a recording of these events. So,
and we can wait for Mars and Venus.
But maybe not Jupiter. Because she is beautiful.
Europa.
Unbelievable. If you haven't seen the pictures that the Juno craft have taken of Jupiter, please do yourself a favor.
They are stunning. I mean, you thought Jupiter was stunning before. Get on the stick.
I mean, Jupiter looked like a piece of shit before compared to the new Jupiter. I'm telling you. You have no
idea.
The big deal
was the red spot. Boy, that's nothing.
It's nothing like anything like anything. Yeah, it's amazing, those photos. So do yourself a favor today. Have a wonderful day. We love you all. James?
Check out pictures of Jupiter.
Check out pictures of Jupiter. Please register to vote.
You'll feel better for it.
Get ready to vote in November.
Yeah, no kidding.
Blue wave or we all die. So it's pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward right there.
Easy one to figure out this time.
I mean, if only for global warming. Look at Manchin.
If only for civil rights and human rights.
Human rights.
We've done so much in the past couple of decades for inclusivity and progressiveness socially in this country.
And it's being chipped away at.
And
right
they ain't chipping. They're cutting limbs off. So
yeah. So
we need to make this happen now. Otherwise, you may not be able to listen to this show.
that's kind of true. We might be, you know, I don't want to think about it, but.
I mean, we may just quit doing it. We may just quit doing it anyway. I don't know. Who knows? Okay, so. James, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
And thank you, the listeners. And, of course, this has been All You Fascists on your preferred provider.